Okay, everyone ready? Ready?
Everyone
ready? Is that how I start? Everyone welcome in to Noun Fights, the show where you call in, tell me what two things you think should fight. I tell you why you're wrong, why you've wasted your life, why your thoughts are subpar. Subpar. That's my accent. Yeah, I'm Teddy Bridgewater. No, not that one. Not the Minnesota Vikings quarterback, probably doesn't play for them anymore. Probably hasn't for years. I'm probably the more famous Teddy Bridgewater at this point. And that's fine. I don't bring that up to brag. I just bring that up as a way to explain to you, the listener, who I am. Of course, you know, because you tune in every week. This is a nationally syndicated, very popular show. I look good today, wearing a nice shirt. You don't need that information. The premise of this show is simple. You call in, you tell me two things you think should fight. I muse a bit. I entertain your flight of fancy. And then I take you down one or more pegs. Caller number one. Who are you?
Hello.
Hello, ma'am.
Is this Noun Fight?
This is Noun Fight.
Oh my god, I got through.
You did indeed, ma'am.
Oh, Teddy, how are you today?
I am good. I woke up, and that's all anyone can ask for.
Are you looking good in your shirt?
I am. How did you know? But yes.
I mean, I just see those press photos of you. Always look so nice in your pastels.
I had some new headshots taken around Easter.
That's when I saw them. It was like April 14th, right before tax day.
Yeah. I forget if this was a year when it nicely aligned with Passover or not.
I don't remember either.
I feel I'm doing a disservice to my many listeners in the Jewish community by not remembering exactly when Passover was. I do know that in 2019, it will be the same weekend. Get your plane tickets early.
Yeah, get your Passover plane tickets so you can visit your family.
That is right. Who are you? What is your name?
Oh, hi, I'm Melinda Cartwright. Big fan. Big fan of Nouns. Big fan of fights. Big fan of Noun Fight.
Are you... So, I have two questions. One, is there a famous person called Linda Cartwright? Two, is that you?
I'll answer these questions in reverse order.
Okay.
No, and... No.
Fair enough.
As far as I know, I think it's just a normal Midwestern name.
That's not the original Wonder Woman?
That's Linda Carter.
Okay, very close, though, you must admit.
I admit nothing.
Well, all right. Linda, you're a tough broad. I like it. What two
Thank
things...
You. You're 52 years young this year.
Shut up for a second and let me ask you the pertinent question. What two things do you think should fight?
I think lipstick and chapstick.
That is really good. I can't believe that has never come up. Lipstick, of course, the whorish nephew of chapstick.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Yeah, I agree.
I think, look... I may have gone in kind of a misogynistic direction there, but you must admit I subverted the gender roles nicely.
Yes, and I think chapstick's got to have their day in court.
Indeed. Let's break this down. Chapstick versus lipstick. Lipstick all about glitz, all about glamour. Chapstick, purely functional, baby. That is getting your lips and is making them nice and moist. Which will also prepare them well to put lipstick on later. It's a shame that these two can't get along.
It's true. I mean, chapstick, it's a balm. It's relieving in some cases. And only prostitutes wear lipstick.
Now, I think... What have you done, Linda?
Oh, what have I done? Oh, yeah. This is my fault.
Lipstick versus chapstick. I think if you mush them together, the end result is going to look more like lipstick than anything else. Lipstick wins.
Wow! In a squeaker.
That's right. The judges had to go to replay several times.
Now, did you give this one to lipstick because of all the stuff you said earlier?
I don't remember what I said earlier.
I don't either.
Me, great. You great too, Linda. This been great call.
Me, good caller.
I had a lot of fun with that one. My mental faculties broke down a bit, and I lost connection between different parts of my brain and the language center, but it's been restored. Linda was a nice lady, even if Linda Cartwright is not a famous person. That's all right. We don't all have to have names of semi-famous people while also being semi-famous people ourselves.
My name was Melinda.
Why are you still talking?
Click.
All right. I guess we should take another call. Sometimes I talk a bit in between the calls, but right now I got nothing to say. Caller number two, lay it on me.
Hey, what's good, Teddy?
Not much. What's good with you? Who this?
Yo, this is John.
Hello, John.
John Cake.
John Cake. Now, I do not believe there is a famous person named John Cake, but that is a fun name.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Do you have a lot of fun having a name like that?
I have a lot of cake, which is a lot of fun. I'm a very fat man.
Does anyone ever try to have their cake and eat you, too?
Not since my 20s.
All right.
Those were wild years. I could tell you some stories.
I've got nothing but time, John Cake. Let's hear it.
All right, so I grew up in, where did I grow up? Oh, yeah, Pittsburgh.
I forget things like that all the time.
Yeah, I've been hit in the head a few times. So, my 20s, Pittsburgh. I was a good-looking man, not so fat like I am now, but...
Yeah.
So a lot of people, I'd, like, just kind of wander the local bakeries in my neighborhood and see some people having cake and be like, hey, I'm John Cake, and then would you like to have that and me too? And it almost never worked, but when it did, oh boy.
Yeah?
I had sex.
That is great, John Cake. I am so happy for you.
Thank you.
What do you want to fight?
Okay, so I'm thinking cake.
Yeah.
And a toilet?
Cake versus a toilet. I gotta say, part of me is glad you did not go for cake versus pie. But part of me said you didn't go for cake versus pie. But at the same time, I will not have to try and avoid treading on the ground of that famous Paul F. Tompkins bit. So it's probably a win overall.
We wouldn't want to do that.
To the matter at hand, cake versus a toilet. I don't know. Cakes are very mobile. I've seen cakes in all kinds of rooms. I only ever see toilets in bathrooms. I think that would enable the cake to get the drop on the toilet, because obviously if you're so predictable that you're always in the same room, it impacts your ability to strategize.
What about a porta potty?
Fuck.
Yeah.
I gotta rethink this whole thing. All right, if porta potties are allowed, I gotta say I would imagine that the porta potty could tail the cake home quite easily, get the drop on it, smother it in the night. And I think porta potties have a lot of chemical agents in them that would neutralize anything the cake could dish up.
I have a question.
Okay.
Toilet. Is it technically different noun from porta potty?
I mean, yes, obviously.
Yes.
Maybe
right.
I am the fucking idiot.
Hmm.
Noun fight first, Teddy Bridgewater, fucking dumb.
Oh, Teddy, now don't you say that.
No, it's all right.
Oh, Teddy.
It has to come at some point. Teddy Bridgewater, has been bested. Teddy Bridgewater versus John Cake. Teddy Bridgewater loses.
Wow. Is this a first?
It's a first.
Wow. What do I win?
Nothing.
Oh.
Unless you want to host the show, but I don't see why you would want to.
I do not wish to host this show.
Good. All right. Goodbye, John Cake.
Okay, bye.
Okay, well, my pride has taken a little bit of a hit. I briefly forgot the rules of my very own game that I invented. But you know what? Much like Serena Williams being banned from wearing a cat suit at the French Open, I will return victorious in my own situation that is nothing like the situation with Serena Williams in the French Open, because I brought this entirely upon myself, but it was just a local, not local, recent news story I could think of. I'm not sure my brain is reattached to my language center. Let's take one more call, and then I gotta sort my life out. Caller number three, hello.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
What's up? What's up, dude?
Not much, man.
You don't recognize my voice. You don't even recognize my voice either. Do you?
I neither recognize nor recognize your voice.
Ted, you dumb piece of shit. It's me. It's Andrew, your old college roommate.
Wait a second. Andrew Garfield? Not that one.
Right. A different one.
Yeah.
Me.
Yeah, you.
Famous actor Andrew Garfield.
You played Spider-Man.
I did play Spider-Man. I was pretty good, too.
I thought you were.
I think I was like the sole good part of those movies.
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah. Then I was in a movie where I was in a wheelchair. That was wild.
I did not see that one.
Anyway, I'm English, so you're probably wondering why I sound like this.
I assume because you're an actor, you can sound however you want.
That's right, I'm working on a role.
What kind of role?
I'm playing a real dumb guy.
Cool.
Yeah. It's called, the movie's going to be called, Look at This Dumb Guy.
I like it. That's kind of like a... didn't Woody Allen, that's like a film Woody Allen, like the title of a Woody Allen film, you know, where it's just like,
yeah.
Hey, check it out. Three people are in a room and they don't like each other.
Oh, I would love to work with Woody Allen.
I would not.
No, I would have said the same thing up until just about a couple of years ago.
What happened?
I read some news stories.
Yeah. By Ronan Farrow, and you were like,
I don't remember who wrote him.
And you were like, this guy sounds great. I really want to work with him.
It turned me around on the guy.
Really? You never previously
thought Annie Hall was shit.
Okay.
Yeah, Hannah and her sisters, more like Hannah and her blisters.
I was going to say Hannah and her keisters, but all right.
Mine rhymed better, but yours made more sense.
Hannah has multiple butts. That's a good movie.
I would go see that movie.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Okay. Let's put Now I'm Fighting on hold. If someone has multiple butts, do they have multiple buttholes? Or do they have, like, how many cheeks and how many holes are we talking?
Well, I think if you're gonna consider something to be an actual whole full butt,
yeah,
you gotta have a hole in each one.
Okay,
that's the way my grandma raised me, anyway.
But so does each hole need two distinct cheeks, or could they share one in the middle? It's the hard question.
Yeah, because it's making me hard thinking about all these butts.
You being a Woody Allen fan makes sense.
Love that guy. I think they each need cheeks. I think each one.
All right, so four cheeks, two holes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then there's kind of a no man's land in between the two middle cheeks. But there's no hole there.
Should we put a couple holes there?
A couple?
I mean, like on either side or whatever.
I don't know what purpose these holes would serve.
Use your imagination, bro.
Put some succulents in them?
Yeah. Get yourself a little garden going.
Some...
I'm sounding creepier by the second.
You are. Anyway, Andrew Garfield, star of stage and screen.
That's right.
Are you still dating Emma Stone?
Pretty sure. Yeah.
I have no idea, so sure, let's go with that.
You want me to look it up?
No, I don't care.
Okay.
What two things do you think should fight Andrew Garfield, second best Spider-Man?
Okay, I think... Wait, second best?
Yeah.
Who's number three on your list?
Tom Holland.
What?
Yeah, I think Tobey Maguire, then you, then Tom Holland.
I'm just honored to be in company with those other two guys, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Okay. Noun fight. I'm thinking, how about, and I'm not just going to look around this room and pick something.
Of course not.
A map and one of those freaky butts we were just talking about there.
So a map.
A map and a butt.
Map and just a normal butt?
No, one of those weird multiple ones we were talking about there.
All right, map versus multiple butt. I gotta say, any paper product versus a butt has a huge advantage. Butts will chew up any kind of paper.
Really?
It's a big part of what they do. Don't you agree? Don't you routine? Like, you play out paper versus your butt almost every day. And who wins?
I play rock, paper, butt all the time.
No, I'm talking about... You must know what I'm talking about, right?
Oh, yeah, but I wouldn't say that, like...
Look, out of that encounter, the butt is clean, the paper is covered in shit. Who would you say won?
I mean, for me, I suppose I see what you're saying. But to another person, a map covered in shit might be awesome.
Why? I'm going to need more than that.
You've never heard of coprophagia, coprophilia?
Is that a thing where you get turned on by feces?
Yeah.
Andrew, I gotta say, you have taken a turn for the weird.
I really have.
Since I knew you in college.
Those were some good times, though, back then, though, huh?
Is this just part of your method?
This is all part of... Remember, I'm playing a real dumb guy.
Who
in
is
the
a
movie,
coprophiliac.
Look at this dumb guy.
Look at this dumb guy.
That's my act is secret.
Yeah.
I never say it out loud, but I am into it.
I see.
Yeah, buddy.
All right.
Yeah.
I guess we're just going to have to agree to disagree. I think a map covered in shit is not as good.
What if it was like a real sharp map?
It cuts the butt up?
Sure.
All right.
You don't have to let me have this one.
No, nah, it's fine.
I heard you took a pretty brutal beating on that last call.
Yeah, I've been taken down a peg or several pegs on this show. But it's all right. I'm going to climb back up next week.
I hope you do. I'm rooting for you, buddy. You know that. I always have been.
All right.
Well, all right. Well, I guess this call's over.
I just want to say before you go, I don't like Woody Allen.
Why?
I think he's an abusive, predatory windbag, and I think his work is really overrated. And...
You don't think it's super cool that he married his daughter?
I think that is the opposite of cool.
Ha! Huh.
It is, in fact...
You've changed, man.
Have I? What did I used to say?
Used to be all like, I can't wait to marry my daughter one day. I'm Teddy. Gonna marry my daughter. You got that tattoo?
Look. Most of us men in our younger days, we all dream about marrying our daughters because we don't see women as real people until I had a daughter of my own and I realized I could never marry her because I learned that that would be wrong, which I never realized until I created a woman with my own flesh.
Whoa, wait, lot to unpack there, but wait a minute. You got a daughter?
Yeah, Kathy.
Kathy. Oh, that's a beautiful name.
You sent her a birthday card.
I mean,
that's not you've been attentive. You've been attentive, no, Uncle Andrew Garfield.
I know. I was kind of busting your balls.
Sure.
So what else is going on?
Not much. I thought you were going to leave.
Well, I thought we were just getting started. I haven't talked to you in... I'm 34 now, so sure. 12 years.
Yeah, that's about right. I would say, how old am I?
Good question.
Probably the same, let's say. Kathy is, of course, 17.
I know that. You have had it the whole time I've known you. Okay,
It's a real genius type situation where I was in college when I was 12, and so were you.
That's true.
Listen, I can't keep any of all of this straight. I got a show to finish. Andrew, why don't you just call me on my lunch break?
Why don't you call me by your name?
Okay. That sounds real confusing, but let's try it.
Let's give it a shot.
Hi, Teddy. That's you, Teddy.
Huh? No, my name's Andrew Garfield.
No, I know.
Spider-Man.
I know that, Teddy. I know that your name... I know that you, Teddy, are called Andrew.
Ah, I'm a good actor playing a dumb guy.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'm going to get going.
Yeah, goodbye.
Okay, goodbye.
All right. This concludes Noun Fight for another week. I'm sorry that I was so out of sorts. It's almost as if I have not done this for years, when in fact, as you know, this is a popular show that happens every single week. I gotta go reconnect the language center of my brain to the other parts that do the other stuff. Good night.
Bye, everybody!
Why? All right.